I want you to imagine someone incredibly important to you. Your mom, baby, all of your family, just someone. Imagine and picture their faces smiling and looking at you. Really take this image of seeing them look at you with love and happiness and how it makes you feel in your heart. Close your eyes if you must, but really appreciate this for a moment. Hear their laughs, what it feels like to hold them, and how heartwarming it is to just be in each other's presence. Now imagine them being taken right in front of you. A wall just came down and stripped you from one another. Whoosh. You see them. You see them trying to stop it from happening. Feet sliding on the ground, reaching back, banging on the wall, screaming your name, looking into your eyes with fear, wanting you to do something to save them. How does this make you feel? What do you do? You know you can and must do something, but what? Now this wall that's come down between you and your loved ones is not impenetrable. Matter of fact, it's taunting you. There's actually writing on it that says, "Come and get them." You use your fists and body to break it, but it is not enough. Your knuckles are bloody, your body is aching. You're looking for any signs of wear and tear. And there's the tiniest, almost unnoticeable dent. Disheartened after all that effort, but there's a dent now. So you keep going and going. And then you come to a point where you are just so mentally and physically exhausted that you break down and cry. Leaning against the wall, shouting their name in your moment of complete despair, you realize that you're not enough to break this wall. You hear them calling, "Don't give up on us." You have to leave. Not because you're giving up, but to get sharper tools and reinforcements to make a bigger impact on this wall. You don't know how long this is going to take, but you are sure as hell not going to leave your loved ones without you behind this wall. You face that wall again. Bang! 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 You've been banging away so long that the only thing on your mind is the technique for you to have the most damage. You never kept count. You just know this is what you have to do and are hoping that with every strike, the next is the one to make this bitch crumble. And then it does. How does hearing the crackling and crumbling of the wall make you feel right now? What are the facial expressions on your family's face now that you can see them? Are they running to you? What if we replaced your loved ones with your health, your relationships, or your business? How does it change for you and why? In order for you to have the relationships, the business, the life you want, you have to take the same approach, or else you'll continue having that missing piece of fulfillment from your heart. Your goals are out there. Go and get them.